بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. We greet our Imam and our leader. We salute him. The Imam, صاحب العصر والزمان. The vicegerent of God on earth. We salute him every day, especially on this holy day, the Friday, and during the hours of the prayers, the Friday prayers during Friday. My friends, the piety, the purity, the righteousness, the goodness of the parents would most likely reflect on the manners and the akhlaq and the conduct of their children. Not 100%. We have some exceptions where the parents are pure and good, but the kids, they chose another path. But most likely, maybe in 90% of the cases, when parents are pure, are righteous, are pious, they have good nature, they have a beautiful spirit, they are not khabith, they are tayyib, they are not evil, their spirit, their soul is clean, is refined, in 90% of the cases, their kids are going to be influenced by them, inspired by them. They're going to learn from them this goodness. So parents not only bequeath money to their kids, and kids not only inherit money and wealth from their parents, but they also inherit akhlaq and manners and goodness. And this is what the Holy Quran says. The Holy Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If people of the towns, communities, they have faith and good deeds, we will open up the gates of goodness upon them. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, an Ishaq ibn Ammar an al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, inna Allah ta'ala la yuslihu bi salah ar-rajul al-mu'mini wuldahu wa wulda wuldihi wa yahfazuhu fi duwayratihi wa duwayratin hawlah. Wow. God is going to guide, to protect, to bless the family, the children of a man who is righteous. Man here means men and women, both parents who are righteous. If they are righteous, God is going to reward them in their kids. This piety, this righteousness is going to reflect on their children. Therefore, God is going to protect and guide the children, not only the children of that family or that man or that woman, but وَوُلْدُ وُلْدِهِ, his grandchildren too. And also وَيَحْفَظُهُ فِي دُوَيْرَتِهِ وَدُوَيْرَاتٍ حَوْلَهِ. God is going to protect his town and the neighboring towns. Can you imagine? Because of the righteousness of one person. One person lives in a town who's righteous, who's good, who's a source of goodness and beauty, who's a source of peace. And I have, we do have these examples in our communities. We do have. I'm not speaking about prophets or imams. No, ordinary people, we have them. We have those men and women in our community who are so pure. God is going to protect Irvine because of them, Orange County because of them, Southern California because of them, Paris because of them, London because of them. Because those people are pure. This is the hadith. And therefore, Imam read an evidence from the Quran. The evidence is Surah Al-Kahf in the Quran. The story of Moses and Al-Khidr, who came into a town. They were hungry. They asked for food. The people of that town refused to be hospitable to them. حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. He found a wall was about to collapse. So Al-Khidr went and he fixed this wall. He fixed the wall. He made it straight before it collapsed. So Musa was astonished. Why do you serve them? قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. At least ask for some money, for a wage for your service. Those people did not give us food. And you go and you fix the wall for them? He said, listen, I'm going to tell you later on why I did this. Then he comes to 882. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ, as to the wall that was about to fall down. فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. It belonged to two boys who were orphans in that town. Underneath that wall, there was a treasure that the father kept for the future of his kids. Had the wall collapsed, people would have found the treasure and they would have taken it. I wanted to maintain the wall there for so many years to come. Until those boys, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا, they reach maturity, age of maturity, وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا, and they go and extract that treasure which is underneath the wall for themselves. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ, as a mercy from your Lord. See, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, because the father was righteous, God decided to protect the interest of the children. My friends, I have said this many times to many parents, and I will say it again, that if you are, as a father, as a mother, if you are a righteous person, if you have good deeds, if your heart is clean, if you don't have jealousy or spiritual sickness or hate or stinginess or meanness, then don't worry about the future of your children. God is going to take care of them. God is going to guide them, even at the last day of their life. It might take some time, but God is not going to let you down. You as a father, you as a mother, do good and leave the rest with God. God is going to take care of the blessings, the guidance, the teachings, the protection, the tawfiq, the success of your children. This is a verse in the Quran. Zurara wa Hamran ibn A'yun, two good companions of two good imams, Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq. Those were their disciples, Zurara and Hamran. They narrate that the imam said, both imams, يُحْفَظُ الْأَطْفَالُ بِأَعْمَالِ أَبَائِهِمْ, children are going to be protected because of the good deeds of their parents. The children themselves did not do good deeds. It was the father or the mother who did the good deeds. But God said, I am going to gift the children. And I am going to thank the parents by protecting their kids. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, God shakara salah al-walidayni lil-waladayn. God is going to thank the parents. How? By protecting their kids. So don't worry about your kids if you are a good father. And definitely most of you are good parents, righteous parents. You love to help. So no worries about your kids. My friends, many people called and asked, when are we going to open the mosques again? It has been 3.5 months now. We will discuss this at the board of directors of our mosques and Islamic centers. And if we can have a limited opening of the mosque in the upcoming weeks, then we will do so. But most importantly is our safety and security and the health of the collective community. The health of the community and the people around us and our county and our state and our country is more important than anything else. So if we can meet the requirements of sanitation and disinfection and these things, then inshallah we will. We might have in the upcoming weeks. We really don't know, but we will inform you inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat wa'ajjil fi faraj imamina sahib al 'asr wal zaman wa ila arwah al mu'minina wal mu'minat thawab al fatiha ma'a as salati ala muhammadin wa ali muhammad. Allahumma salli ala muhammadin wa ali.